Welcome to Hypothetically Speaking. This is the show where we discuss hypothetical questions, would you rather questions, and we analyze those situations in detail. My name is Casey Carolla. With me, as always, is Bennett Deedy. Bennett, how's it going?
What's up, Case? Happy to be here with you in person.
In person. This is, I think this is the only second time that's ever.
A treat.
It is a treat. And we're laying on a bed this time together next to one another. I'm laying on my stomach. Bennett's on his back. Just to clarify for the listeners. The last time we were all in person, we were with the person who's with us here, but he's in Chicago today. Patrick, welcome back. Patrick Aloisio, how are we doing?
Good. I can't say that I feel like I'm missing out not being on that bed.
You are.
Yeah, you definitely are. All right, boys. Do we have our question for the day? Are we ready to go?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Terrific. So, question here is, would you rather be stranded in the middle of the desert? No specific desert, but everything within visible distance around you is solely desert. You have nothing but the clothes on your back and some shoes, no source of water or anything that you know of. And that's it. Would you rather be stranded in that position, or would you rather be stranded in the middle of the ocean? Doesn't matter which, but it is, you know, it's never going to be stormy. You have a piece of driftwood to hold on to, not big enough to lay on, but you can lean over it, similar to DiCaprio and Titanic. And other than that, you just have to survive out there and hope for the best. So which situation? Oh, and the water's not freezing, so you're not going to die in 10 minutes from hypothermia. So the water's not freezing, and there's not going to be any stormy days or nights if you live that long. So everyone clear? Any clarifying questions needed?
Clear.
Yeah.
Okay. I am definitely going to be stranded in the desert.
I'm going to be right by your side, Casey.
Damn right you would, Pat.
I will not be. I will be doing my thing in the middle of the ocean.
Okay. And same fate as DiCaprio, too.
Well, unfortunately, he did die of hypothermia and then drowned. But Bennett won't be dealing with the hypothermia. Bennett, why don't you?
I also
won't
be dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name?
I don't. Kate Winslet.
Oh, Kate Winslet.
I don't have to worry about Kate Winslet here either.
True.
It's just me, myself, and I, and my piece of driftwood in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna. Pat, you want to start, or should we let Bennett?
I like to hear what Bennett has to say.
Yeah,
let's... interesting, because I would really like to hear what you guys have to say to kick this off.
All right. Well, my main thing is certainly, it's got to be sharks. I would never put myself in a situation where a shark could eat me whole, or even worse, take bites out of me and then eat my body in different pieces until I was fully gone. I don't want to be dealing with a shark ever, even the chance of one. So I am choosing this almost strictly based on fear.
Okay, so it's fair to say that your judgment towards survival mm-hmm. is clouded based on your immeasurable fear of sharks?
It is, because I think the absolute worst case scenario in the desert is just I die of heat exhaustion and lack of water. But you're dealing with lack of water too, so.
There are things in the desert that can kill you.
There are, but none as horrifying as a shark, and I think you would even agree with that.
Not as horrifying as a shark. Mm. Mm. And but, I know that to be... What's that, Pat?
I was going to say, those things in the desert that can kill you are so much more easily avoidable than just not being able to see anything, and then all of a sudden you're halfway down the throat of a shark. Where, as long as you keep your eyes peeled for like a scorpion or a rattlesnake that's going to be rattling to let you know he's coming up, like that's pretty easy to not die from.
Correct.
The fact that you think you can easily avoid a rattlesnake and a scorpion is absurd.
No. We can easily avoid a rattlesnake.
No, you can't, Pat.
Pat.
Dude.
It literally says, hey, I'm coming. Here's my rattling tail.
Pat, if that yeah. snake wants to get you, it's going to, especially considering the fact that you're going to be completely delirious, not knowing what the fuck is going on, dehydrated, passed out on the ground and just waiting to get attacked. And that scorpion is coming at you, like, probably
Dude.
While you're sleeping. It's going to crawl into your pants and fucking bite you or whatever it does. Not to mention any other type of, like, insect or whatever fucked up shit there is that's going to, like, creep its way onto your body without you knowing. I mean, it's not... I would argue that the chances of you encountering come that first night, if you even make it that far, which you probably wouldn't, I would argue you have a greater chance of encountering that than I do a shark.
You're missing two big defenses against both of those things.
Hit them with it. Hit them with them, buddy.
One with a scorpion. Like we said, we have shoes. Literally, all you have to do is just stomp on that thing, and it's dead. Like, literally, like it's a bug. That's because it is basically a bug.
It's an insect.
You just stomp on it, it's dead. Good luck stomping a shark. Are you kidding me?
That's attacking you from below.
Yeah.
Without you knowing.
Let me make something
clear.
Stomping any shark, just to be clear about that, but go ahead with your second point.
Number two with the rattlesnake, you forgot, even if a rattlesnake does bite me or Casey, the other one will just suck out the poison, and then we'll be totally fine.
We're not... That's a funny point, but it doesn't count because we're not actually together.
It's dumb. And let me make something else clear. I don't give a fuck about the rattlesnake or the scorpion. You're dying of heat, Pat. That is your problem. I don't care about all these things that may or may not find you. You are going to get fucked up immediately in the first day. You have, like, days to survive without water, which is a problem for me as well. But you will be more dehydrated than you could ever possibly fathom. No part of your body will be working correctly. Your mind is going to be completely shot. And literally within the first day or the next morning, everything is system failure. Done. Simple as that. That obviously is what's going to get you. Again, that's if some creepy crawler doesn't sneak up on you at night.
I think we need to eradicate the whole creepy crawler. Nothing is going to get us that's an insect or a snake. The snake will hear coming. A scorpion's not going to get to us unless we're asleep. That would be unfortunate. But if we're in the middle of the desert near no signs of life or cactus or boulders, insects aren't just chilling in the middle of this sand or deserty, hardened ground.
No, they absolutely are.
No, they're near life.
You don't just get near life.
Yeah, they're near like grass or
all
or,
life
or
forms. All of this. What are you talking about? The vast desert is filled with life.
But near, not, no,
Casey.
No.
Yeah, of course it is. Do you
Pat,
know how much
Pat,
shit
Pat,
is buries
him.
Itself
educate
into
him.
The... Educate me.
Educate him.
Do you know how much shit is in all of the desert where there are no cactuses, no forms of life, no green forms of life that you're talking about?
There's nothing. There's nothing.
What
out
are
there.
You talking
the,
about?
The only things that
there's
you're going to encounter
out there.
There are forms of life that are running from one cactus to the next. They need
Hold
other
on a second.
Things to live.
Not every there's. I don't remember if we had clarified this or not, but the type of desert that we're talking about here, not
we
all of them
clarify.
Are filled. In, there it, are no cactuses.
That, right. Well,
there
I'm
aren't.
Saying,
and
there
not
are, okay,
every
there are
desert
no
is filled with them the way that they are, as I imagine,
Correct.
At least in this country, as opposed to somewhere in the Middle East or whatever, which is what we're imagining. There's nothing there that could save you.
There
but
could
there
be an oasis
absolutely.
Or something.
There could be what?
An oasis.
Can you go ahead and further elaborate on this oasis?
Yeah, dude. Like, you know when you see the mirage and there's like a little palm tree and a tiny watering hole there?
Yeah, you would get there to find nothing but your own head fucking with you.
That's a chance, but there's also a chance that it might be real, whereas your ocean is just miles and miles and miles of salty water ocean that you can't drink.
So you think that true. You're going to stumble upon a beautiful little tropical, like,
just as
palm
Lloyd
tree.
Christmas says, you're saying there's a chance, man. There's a chance.
No, there's true. No. There's no chance.
There's
that
some,
you
and,
will
and
find,
some chance.
Pat, there are no palm trees in the desert.
Then there are, but even besides that, going back to this quick thing that you said earlier that I totally forgot about, you're giving us shit about if we're sleeping and something bites us.
Yeah.
The fact. Wait. the fact that we're even able to sleep is a leg up on you. Because if you fall asleep, you drown to death.
That's true, because he's only leaning over a piece of driftwood. He's gonna slip. Yeah, you're going to slip right off of it because it's not
so big enough to can't imagine the shit you're going to be like.
Yeah. Listen, Pat, you're so dead on right here. Bennett's. Oh, I'm going to Eminem rap battle Bennett for a second by bringing up his only good point before he can, which is that he at least somewhat has
there's
a chance
of survival, yes.
With a boat coming by. But that is so slim to none. Slim to none. That.
And honestly,
how is that slim to none? Like,
Pat's right. You
reality,
have until the time you have to sleep because you can't stay on the driftwood.
What are you talking about? I have until the time I have to sleep. If this driftwood can support my body throughout the day,
No.
I'm leaned over it, which means it is supporting my body weight. It's not coming
you're
down.
You're holding on to it.
No. I'm not holding on to it. It is holding me up. It is. I'm not lying on it. It is a piece of wood that is keeping me afloat. Which means that I can absolutely sleep on it.
No, dude, you have to be holding it. You're holding it.
Pat, that first night, I could easily pass out exhausted leaning against the driftwood. Like, and then if I slipped off or whatever, I would wake up, hopefully.
Do you hear him say leaning against the driftwood as if he's not in the middle of the ocean?
As if he's like Jesus just standing on the ocean. Like it's a floor.
Pat, listen, I'm just, first of all, I'm just clarifying that I will be sleeping well that first night on this piece of driftwood.
I was going to say, you know it's also a chance? Besides you saying that there's a chance, like, a boat sees you, there's also a chance that the boat comes by, doesn't see you because you're so small, and kills you by just running you over with its huge propeller, like a manatee.
That's a definite chance. That's
like
the
sea cow that you are.
Seeing him.
Exactly.
That is just irrelevant and absurd.
That is...
Especially if you're asleep, like you say.
If I'm asleep in the...
the captain of the boat, if they do see him, they're going to say, check out that dead floating guy that's run him over. Okay.
Hey, let me just make... If a boat comes along, which it very well could, I'm saved. Simple as that.
It is as simple as that. Absolutely not.
No, seriously. Like, if a boat comes along, which it absolutely could, then that's it. I'm out.
No.
It's done. I'm saved. Meanwhile, like, you will come across nothing other than things that will kill you in the desert.
There could be like a helicopter tour going on or something.
There absolutely could dune buggy race.
Yeah.
There could be some guy on a camel that comes by.
Maybe they're filming like the next season of Breaking Bad or something.
Exactly. I will give Bennett that the chances of a boat coming by and seeing him are higher than our chances of somebody on a camel coming by and saving us. I will give him that.
We also have a 0% chance of getting eaten by sharks.
That is really where my ticket stays.
I know that this is the same with the ocean, but I truly can't imagine. I can't even imagine what comes out at nighttime in the desert.
Nothing.
Yeah,
no,
dude.
Seriously, like
mosquitoes. Maybe we'll die of malaria in a couple months.
All the mosquitoes are near the life, and we're not near any life.
Yeah, no, not mosquitoes, but there's plenty of shit. Again, including fucking rattlesnakes, which you are dismissing, which is absurd.
You can hear them, dude.
Literally, they would wake me
and
up.
And you could see them.
Pat, it's not even a question that Bennett has no leg or piece of driftwood to stand on in this scenario.
Bennett. Sorry, Case. Were you done?
No, you go on.
Have you ever seen the movie Tremors with Kevin Bacon?
I've seen it.
I haven't.
It's this movie where these giant fucking, like, ground worm things come out and eat people. Literally, like, just shoot out of the ground and eat you. And I would say they're about the size of a shark. Which is basically what you're doing.
You know what the best part about that example is? Is that they had to make a horror movie called Tremors about fake worms that come out of the desert because there are no predators that will kill me in the desert.
Exactly.
But Bennett has the actual real life version of Tremors in the ocean.
It's and he's picking Jaws. It. Yeah. Yeah.
The fact that you think there aren't any... what are you talking about that there's nothing in the desert? Like,
there's
do
nothing.
We have to look
there
this
are
up?
Road runners.
What are you talking about?
The fucking Looney Tunes bird is going to kill me.
It all depends on where you are, but like,
of course it does.
Let's just get back to the fact that you're dealing with the worst imaginable heat possible that you just can't survive at all.
Unless there's a camel stampede, I think we're going to be okay.
Yeah, honestly.
There won't be.
No, we can survive the
you
heat
can't.
Until nighttime. Of course we can. We will die of dehydration before we die of heat exhaustion. That's a fact.
That isn't. What are you talking
That's
about?
That's a dead-on fact.
No, it is not a fact.
It has to be because your example,
you're
not going to die
of
hypothermia. So if your example, you're not going to die of hypothermia.
They're
can't.
Not the same thing. I would die of hypothermia if the situation was different. I'm not in a place where I would die of hypothermia.
But that's because we allowed that for the situation that
you
we're talking about.
But that is the situation.
I know, but our situation is that it's not hot enough that it's going to kill us
of
in an
hour. Of course
you
are. Well, not an hour, but it's the fucking desert.
But do you know how quickly people die of dehydration? Like,
days.
2 days. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
So that's going to kill us way before heat exhaustion kills us.
You don't... First of all, they're, like, in a lot of ways, one and the same. Both of these things are happening to you at the same time. And part of this whole dehydration thing for you is made so much worse being in the middle of the desert because all of the water that your body is holding onto is constantly coming out of you.
Yeah.
So what I'm thinking honestly is that like I think that what the environment that you're dealing with is going to fuck you up a lot faster in terms of like your ability to just function at all than being like in water but in conditions that aren't freezing, that aren't overly hot or whatever. So the desert is literally going to make you dysfunctional that first day. If you're stuck in the desert, from the moment the sun comes up through that day, you are fucked. I will survive significantly longer, just literally on my piece of driftwood.
No.
Yes, I will.
Listen, we already clarified that you can't lay on it. You're thinking of
hold on a second. I don't have to be laying on it.
But
you have to be grasping it.
He's picturing his whole body hunched over it like it's in a big U shape.
What are you? This is a.
Yeah, it's not a pool, floaty.
This is how you would be on it.
That is correct.
I know, but if you're asleep. To be clear, listener, since I'm demonstrating this,
it would be bigger than. Go ahead.
It's a piece of driftwood, so his arms would be over it, holding him up. Which is why we're saying if you fall asleep, they will slip off, because you have to actively be holding on to.
No, you don't. No, you do not. No, seriously, like,
what?
Dude,
explain it to me.
You know there are waves and currents in the ocean, right?
Yes, I'm aware of that.
Yeah, so it's going to be constantly moving it, dude.
If he accidentally lets go of it? See a buddy and then
accidentally lets go? Yes. What are you talking about? Accidentally lets go. That's not happening.
Pat, we have a shirt and pants that we could make a tent out of and protect ourselves from the sun.
Here's really the basis of the two arguments, I think. Me and Casey are just fighting to get to nighttime. Because
that's
then
it,
if
dude,
we do, we're golden. There's nothing that's going to kill us.
And he's fucked.
And you're constantly on the hope that a shark, or no, not even just a shark, there are so many other things that could just kill you in the ocean.
Pat, I don't think, what do you think is going to happen at nighttime in the desert?
Nothing.
I think it's going to be like a nice outside stroll. Is if you're like by your house,
dude. It's gonna be beautiful in the desert.
Yeah.
This absolutely requires.
What are you looking up specifically?
And honestly, if me and Casey planned it out right, where we found like a good way to just conserve energy and try and nap during the day, then we'd be fully refreshed, ready to just do a nice midnight jog. Hope you come across one of those watering holes or maybe a road or something.
No doubt about Pat. There's no question that the only thing Bennett has is if a boat sees him, if a boat even comes by before a shark eats him.
Or and giant that's a lot squid.
Of ifs, that's a lot of ifs we're dealing with. You and I are dealing with almost literally nothing.
Have you ever seen the video where the giant whale flips the seal with its tail?
He doesn't flip him. He throws him about 60 yards.
That's also a possibility. When I'm
very curious what.
Yeah, and if Bennett thinks he's going to hold on to the driftwood while he's 60 yards in the air.
When he's violently woken from his sleep that he claims he could do because a fucking whale shoots him out of his blowhole.
All right, Bennett, do you have any last points you'd like to make?
I'm highly curious. I'm very confident that again, it all depends on which desert we're talking about here, as it does with, you know, being in the middle of the ocean. What we know is that I'm not dealing with a storm. I'm not dealing with cold water. I'm dealing with a nice day. That is what we agreed. That is the situation. Which
but you
means
still have
that
no water, dude.
Neither do you. Neither do you, and you're in the fucking desert. And deserts, by the way, become like freezing cold at night. That is not going to help you. No, it's not.
It'll
that
cool our
in
burns.
And of itself is literally just going to be another problem. I'm going to look this up now because
we don't have time. We're back.
Yes, we do. I have to look this
well,
up.
Hurry up.
No, Bennett, you lost.
Yeah, he's already losing. Pat, you're right. We're both dealing with dehydration. It's this simple, really, Pat. Look at it this way. We aren't dealing with a shark. That's what it comes down to.
Honestly, like, if we could kill scorpions, we've now found a source of fuel for us where we could just eat them.
No question.
Dude, there's crazy shit in the desert. You guys have no idea what you're talking about.
You have no idea what the crazy shit is.
I don't know what desert we're talking about, which matters, but there's everything from fucking, like, ants to coyotes.
Ants
that will fucking kill you.
Oh, my God.
Hold on a second. Literally,
between sharks and ants, I'm going to pick ants.
Pat, I, too, would prefer a
Pat, he just read up on all the dangers that exist in a desert, and he led with ants.
Listen, there are literally ants in the fucking desert that will kill you, let alone all of the other things we're talking about.
You're thinking of rainforest ants.
No, I just looked it up. There are scorpion fucking ants in the desert.
Do you know what happens if I encounter a dangerous ant? I'm going to run 10 feet away, for which the ant, that's about 6 miles away.
Yeah.
It'll take them 5 days to get there, and I'll be dead from dehydration by that time.
Unless they're fucking swarming you while you're sleeping, and again, my point there is that there is shit in the desert that can kill you.
Like ants.
The main one here is the heat, and you are not surviving that. It's as simple as that.
Just admit that, like, ants was a swing and a miss.
Google scorpion ants.
Scorpion
ants. They'll fuck you up.
Bennett's forgetting
they're
that
vicious.
If an ant crawls out of his piece of driftwood, he'll have to let go of it, and then he has to decide between doggy paddling or being eaten by the shark underneath him.
Or by the one ant on his driftwood.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think you could survive in the desert?
As long as it
and
would
how
take me
hot,
to deep.
Like, how fucking hot are we talking here?
You know, very hot.
How long do you think you're surviving there?
I think I told you we die of dehydration before we die of heat stroke.
With, like, no chance of – the chances of you being found are
– you're right about that. But I think it's a death – I think we're dying either way. I think both scenarios are a death wish, and I'm not going to die by a shark, nor am I going to die by, like, here's the, cause here, Pat, here's what he's not remembering about the dehydration is that once his body gets that weak, he's actually not going to die of dehydration. He's going to be so weak that he's going to let go of the driftwood and then he's going to drown.
Yeah, you can't swim.
They say drowning is a euphoric feeling.
No, they say it's the worst way to die possible.
They say burning is the worst way to die.
Well, luckily, I will be drifting away into a nice anesthesiac. Well, what is the word?
That listen, you would be burning to death. No, that would be horrible.
No. All right, Pat, I think we're going to call it on this one. As far as the ants comment, that's going to give us a firm W for the desert.
I mean, ants are one of the many things that will literally take your life in the desert. And it's as simple as that.
And of the other many things, Pat, he named zero.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I named a few. Look it up.
All right, boys. I think it's pretty clear that we're going desert here.
No, we're not. you're fucked. You're going to. You're not making it through the first day.
Viewers,
we'll see what the listeners say.
But... Yeah, listeners. What do you have to say? Would you rather be stuck in the desert dealing with ants, or would you rather be stuck in the ocean?
Dealing with fucking sharks.
In the ocean dealing with sharks. You have a chance of survival, but who knows what could happen. We're all probably going to die of dehydration anyway. Let us know what you think. Comment.
We have a better chance of like choking to death on the ants than them actually killing
us. Yeah. All right. Well, gentlemen, it's been real. Love you both lots.
Adios, boys.
Later.